Bette Midler, Donald Trump killed people at the insurrection. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 13, 2021. Left-wing singer and actress Bette Midler told her 2 million Twitter followers that former President Donald Trump killed people at the insurrection. Twitter has not slapped a manipulated media tag on Midler's tweet accusing the former president of murder. But the company continues to suspend, ban, and purge conservative accounts. Hashtag Donald Trump killed people at the insurrection. If he had put a gun to their heads, he could not have done a more efficient job, tweeted Bette Midler. And two policemen killed themselves from shame. Have you no hearts, hashtag Republicans? Never, ever again say hashtag Blue Lives Matter. You're fucking liars. As sad as January 6th was, it's going to be even sadder if hashtag Donald Trump gets away with hashtag murder. Am I by myself? Added Midler in a follow-up tweet. This is not the first time Midler has accused the former president of murder. Last summer, the Loose Women actress declared President Trump a murderer, adding that she can't stop crying. Hashtag Donald E. Trump is a murderer. Stupid, callous, uncaring, all in all the biggest catastrophe to ever befall our poor nation. I can't stop crying, tweeted Midler. When Midler isn't accusing Trump of murder, she fantasizes about the former president and his family being hanged good and high. Trump, 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 Bob Mueller's marching, Trump, 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 and here is why, Trump, 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 he's gonna hang you, hang the family good and high, said Midler. And when the actress is not attacking Trump, she sets her sights on Republican lawmakers who support the former president. Last month, Midler openly fantasized about Reps. Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, Lauren Boebert, RCO, and Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, being stranded at sea. Hashtag Marjorie Taylor Greene, hashtag Josh Hawley, and hashtag Lauren Boebert are all in a boat, lost on the ocean. Oh, this isn't a joke setup, I'm just fantasizing, tweeted Midler. Last year, the jinxed actress took to Twitter to inquire the whereabouts of Senator Rand Paul, RKY's neighbor, while the senator was delivering a speech at the Republican National Convention, RNC. Where's Rand Paul's neighbor when we need him? Tweeted Midler. In 2018, Paul's neighbor Renee Boucher was sentenced to 30 days in prison for attacking him in a dispute over yard waste. Boucher pleaded guilty to assaulting a member of Congress. Paul suffered broken ribs and a bruised lung from the attack. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram,